audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Good morning, Daddy. All right, here's your morning coffee and bagel. I've checked your schedule and you have a video meeting at 10 a.m., so make sure you review the proposal in advance. I've printed it up for you and put it over there. And I laid out your blue shirt and red tie. I think they look good on the webcam. Is the coffee okay? I think I made it strong enough, but I was worried that it was a bit too bitter. You like it? Okay, great. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of mail in your inbox this morning. I flagged the ones that seemed critical. I'm not sure if I got them all. Oh, I missed an important one. I'm sorry. Well, I guess you're right. I am pretty new at this, but still, I want to do a good job for you. I have to admit that when Mom suggested this, I wasn't really that excited. And I know it's not your idea either, so I appreciate you being so patient with me, Daddy. I know that I can kind of be a handful sometimes. No, I mean, I know that I'm not working right now, but it's not for lack of trying. No one is hiring around here for summer internships, especially not in my major. I don't want to be a burden, but if Mom wanted me to help around the house more or whatever, she could have just asked. She didn't have to pull you into it. Mom knows that I want to make you proud, so when she brought up the idea at dinner of me being your intern and you looked at me, I had to say yes. I never want to disappoint you, Daddy. Yeah, so I guess I'm having fun. I mean, I enjoy organization, I guess, and I get to hang out with you a lot of the day, which is really nice. Besides, you're not a very demanding boss. I mean, you could ask me to do more if you wanted. Hey, Daddy, I don't want to interrupt your breakfast, but I have something I wanted to ask. Do you remember Meg? Yeah, Meg was my best friend in high school. I mean, we're still really close, but she moved for college and I stayed local. We still chat a lot, though. So, Meg did an internship. A real one in an office before the whole COVID thing. She gave me some really great advice on how to stand out and what employers are looking for, which has helped a lot to meet your expectations. But she also told me some other stories. Yeah, so Meg said at this workplace that all the interns, well, each one would report to a specific manager in the office who was their real boss. Kind of like you're my boss here. Mm-hmm. So she also said that some of the managers kind of acted like they owned the interns. Well, I mean, like they could tell the interns to do anything they wanted and the interns would have to do it because a bad recommendation might haunt them for the rest of their careers and a good one might make getting a job so much easier later. Plus, this place was super prestigious, Daddy, so like lots of interns want to come back as full-time employees. Meg said that on the first day, her manager took her aside and explained things to her about what she would be doing, but while he did it, he started undressing her. I know, right? Now, I'm not saying this was a good thing or anything, but Meg just kind of went with it. He was a hot older guy and she was kind of flattered to be getting attention like that from him. Even when he took her blouse off and unzipped her skirt, she didn't even complain. Well, the rest of the story isn't that exciting. He felt her up, but didn't get her off or anything. Don't look so shocked, Daddy. You're a man of the world. You know how things work. Sure, eventually they fucked on some business trip, but that's not the point. No, Daddy, the point is don't you think that sounded hot? It's all right, Daddy. You can answer. I asked, after all. And I mean, obviously, I'm not going to discuss this with Mom. She's such a prude. Not like you. Yeah, it's a great fantasy, I think. But, like, I couldn't do that with a stranger. If someone I didn't trust started to undress me, I'd probably freak out, even if I was interested. Now, with someone I trusted, it would be completely different. What am I saying? Well, I mean, if a man who I loved and trusted started to undress me at work, especially a hot, older man, I don't think I'd be able to resist him. I don't think I'd want to. I'd probably do whatever he wanted me to, even if I was nervous or scared. I just want to please him and make him happy. I'd be such a good little intern for him. Maybe you could let me show you. Oh, come on. It could be a lot of fun, don't you think? Like a game. And I mean, if either of us got uncomfortable, we could stop. I know that you'd never do anything to me that I didn't want, Daddy. So, it would go like this. I'm your intern, and you're not so sure about me. Maybe you think I'm pretty, but you want to see for yourself. Oh. Thank you, Daddy. I've really wanted to look my best to work with you. And I've been spending more time on my makeup than I might normally. I kind of just thought I would, I don't know, be good practice for later, but I really love the way I look when I'm all dressed up. So, do you want to inspect your intern or not? Yay! All right, so stand up with me. Yeah, just walk around me like that, kind of, you know, drink me in with your eyes. God, Daddy, you look so hungry. Oh, yeah, you can start with my blouse if you want. You're so slow and confident, just doing one button after the other. How many women have you done this with? I wore the push-up bra for you today. Do you like it, Daddy? Oh, yeah, of course you can take off my skirt. The zipper is back here. Daddy, you're just feeling my ass. You're not unzipping me. There it goes. These are my smallest panties, Daddy. So you're being so quiet. What do you think? Oh, no one has ever said anything like that to me before. Do you really think so? Yes, sir. Thank you. Maybe you should check to see if Mom is really telling the truth. Am I really a handful? I think I must be at least two handfuls. Yeah, I mean, of course, you can unhook my bra, Daddy. I'm your intern and your daughter, and I belong to you. You can do whatever you like with me. Oof, it's a little chilly in the air conditioning, isn't it? I guess you can tell. Daddy, your hands feel so good on my tits. God. Yes, I mean, no, Daddy, please, don't stop, sir, please. Yes, sir, you're the first man to touch them. I haven't dated at all in school. I was focusing on my studies like you taught me to, Daddy. I haven't done anything with boys. I wanted my first time to be with a man like you, sir. Mm-hmm. of Daddy? Do you like them? Oh, God, Daddy, when you suck on my tits like that, I might lose control. I'm sorry, Daddy. You just got me all worked up. I'll try to be more quiet. Have you seen enough, or do you want some more? You want me to take off my panties? All right. Well, here I am, Daddy. The only clothes that you've let me keep are my thigh highs and my high heels, and somehow that just makes this more dirty. What do you want me to do? No, I want this. I mean, I fantasized about this for so long, Daddy. And you can see how wet you've made me. Just tell me what to do. Oh, okay. I mean, I've never, blown a guy before, but I'll learn fast. Okay, you sit there and get comfortable, and I'll get on my knees and unzip you. Wow. I'm really excited, Daddy. I finally get to see your... Oh, wow. I guess I wasn't expecting it to be so hard or feel so hot in my hand. Okay, I'll do my best. Yes, Daddy, I'll pace myself. I really, really want to see if I can take all of you. I know that guys like that. Almost, Daddy, almost. Yeah, I can take you all the way into my throat. Like this. Daddy, I can finish you like this if you want. I want to ride you, Daddy. I want to straddle you in your leather chair and take your cock inside me. Well, we don't have to go all the way. Maybe I can just straddle you like this. And then I could slide my wet little slit up over your... Go ahead, Daddy. This feels so fucking good. Have you ever had a young intern do this for you, Daddy? Don't tell me, I'd be jealous if you did. Only I should be allowed to have my daddy's cock. You feel so good on the outside of me. I wonder what you would feel like on the inside. Please, Daddy, please. Let me prove to you what a good intern I can be for you. Please, let me take you inside me, I promise. I promise I'll stop before you come if that's what you want. Mom doesn't ever have to know. Yay! Just hold still, Daddy. Almost. There. Oh. good. Oh, I'm gonna come, Daddy. Oh, I'm gonna come all over your thick, hard cock. Oh my god. Oh, you close, Daddy. You're sucking my nipples so hard. Your hands are holding my hips so tight. Do you really want me to get off before you come, Daddy? Wouldn't you rather come inside your little girl? I want you to come inside me, Daddy. I want my first time to be special. Do you really even care if I'm on the pill, Daddy? I might be, but I don't think that matters anymore. Come on, please. Come in me, Daddy. Fill me up. Give me what Mom doesn't deserve. Please. Yes. Yeah, I'm really fucking close. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Cover my mouth, please. Cover, please. Cover my mouth. Appreciate you using me like this. I feel so special now. Let me just get my clothes back on. Oh, I'm dripping everywhere. Oh, quick, start typing something. Mom is coming. Hi, Mom! Everything's going fine. I don't know. Do you have any complaints about my work ethic, Daddy? There, see? I bet he'll be really sad to see me go back to college in the fall. Don't worry, Mom. I know this is important. I'm going to be a perfect intern for Daddy. I'll take such good care of him that he won't need you for anything at all.